What is up? It is the self-love queen here. I just want to start the episode off to introduce myself. You're probably wondering, who is this lady? Or like, her voice sounds familiar. My name is Dez. You might know me as a singer of the band Equidex. When I'm not making music, I'm just like randomly rambling off to myself, like, how can I make this world a better place? And honestly, it all starts with, you know, the person, their own self. It starts from within. It starts from self-love. And it's like, wow. I recently like went on my own self-love journey, and it just made me realize, wow, you know, there is something much more to everything in life. Like, it all starts from within. So I just want to like take you on this journey with me. And hey, I'm constantly learning about myself and how I can improve myself, and maybe I can teach y'all a few things as well about how to love yourself. So if you're with me, let's do this. It's gonna be difficult, you know, it might be kind of triggering sometimes, but we will get through this and we will learn together. We're gonna learn as we go, baby. So yeah, you ready? You ready? Make sure you follow me on the Anchor app and just don't leave, because we got so much to learn. So yeah. All right, so we'll just step right on in this this puddle of knowledge. Yeah, so what is self-love, you ask? Well, to me, self-love is being able to conserve my energy because I respect myself as an individual, as a person. Yeah, I have very emotional feelings sometimes, but you know, just because I have a good heart doesn't mean that I can't like do, you know, put healthy boundaries in place. Like, if something is sucking my energy, it is up to me to love myself enough to, you know, acknowledge that, hey, I need to take a break from this, or hey, I really need some time to myself, no matter if it, you know, makes other people mad. Oh, like some people might say, you don't spend enough time with me. Ugh, I miss hanging out with you. Ugh, or you don't come over. Ugh. But if it's for my own greater good, you know, if I don't get burned out, like, come on now. I'm in this body until I die, right? So clearly my needs are important. So self-love to me is making sure that I set boundaries for myself. And this is the first thing we are going to talk about, because it is important. Creating healthy boundaries. Like, how do you do that? Well, let's get into it. So the first step that I like to do in order to create a healthy boundary, or setting boundaries in place, is that I communicate using I statements to the people I care about. You know, the people who are trying to get me into this, like, this energy drain. You know, I tell them, hi, I know that you want me around, but I need to take a break. You know, I am tired. Just be honest. Honestly, it's just use I statements. I cannot hang out with you today, honey. And it's not like you're being rude or mean. It's not like you're being rejecting or whatever, like, if they can't accept that you're tired, come on now. If they can accept that you're tired and that you need a break and that you need to, you know, stay away from them for a little while to conserve your energy, then they're breaking a personal boundary. So, red flag. All right, and now that you realize that your closest friends to you basically crossed a little boundary, a little personal boundary, and it's that little, it's kind of big, it's kind of toxic, right? So you recognize their energy, okay? You get the vibe. You get the vibe. Oh, I see how it is. So the second step that I like to do to create boundaries is actually my favorite thing, writing. So I get a little journal or a sheet of paper. It doesn't even have to be a journal, but I specifically have a notepad, a journal, or whatever, a pen, specifically so I can jot down things that trigger me. And I do this because, you know, I used to have anger issues. I'm not gonna lie. I used to have anger issues. I used to have problems with my emotional well-being. Okay, I used to lash out, but okay. So I started writing things down and figured out what triggered me. Okay, and I just started to analyze why it triggered me. And guess what? Because it created a cross boundary every single time I analyzed what triggered me. So in order to prevent that, I recommend writing down what you accept. And give it about five things. Make a list of five things of what you accept. What is definitely something that you will not tolerate by all means. Five things, okay. And five things on what basically... Five things of what basically makes you feel your best self. Okay. So, for me, I'll give you an example. All right, so let's dig it in, baby. So, basically, what I tolerate or accept, I tolerate communicating about feelings between both parties, whether it's me and a significant other, a best friend, my mother, my father, my family. Communicate. It's a two-way street, right? So we're both on the same page. I accept that. I accept healthy distance apart. Because, and yeah, a healthy relationship, a friendship, yeah. There's going to be some time that you need to be apart. Especially since I'm an introvert. Although it doesn't seem like it. but yeah, it's definitely good to be apart from each other. It kind of helps you appreciate the other, to be honest. The third thing that I tolerate or accept is spending time together. You know, one of my love languages is quality time. So, yes, have some time apart, have some time together. Okay. Fourth thing I tolerate is basically creating a boundary when I don't want to text someone back, or if someone wants to text me and I really don't want to talk to anybody. That is my boundary, not to text them. I don't want to text them, so maybe a little later. It's not like I have to rush to the phone. Oh, I gotta send this text message or they're gonna be mad. Girl, boy, they can stay mad. Oh, you don't respond quick enough. Oh my gosh. You didn't respond in 1.2 seconds, girl. Yeah. No, that's a boundary. That's a boundary. I will text you when I want to text you. And the last thing I tolerate is affection, because us humans, well, especially me, specifically myself as a human, I love affection. And that's something that I can't accept if I can't have affection. Like a hug, whatever, all obviously consensual. Consent, duh. But you know, affection is needed for me, because that's my love language, too. That's what makes me me. Oh, yeah. All right. So, some things that I absolutely cannot tolerate goes like this. So, when people invalidate my feelings, it's like, damn. I'm the kind of person that I write down my emotions on paper. I cannot verbally tell you how I feel. So, if I tell you how I feel and they invalidate my feelings, that makes me really mad. And it makes me feel like, oh, well, that conversation was like pointless. And that they're not worth my time because they're gonna invalidate my feelings. So that's a boundary. So next, people who ignore me, like purposely ignore me, like they know I'm talking to them. They know. Like, it's crazy because, you know, the other day I was at a restaurant and the hostess, like, she clearly saw me there. She clearly saw me there, but she was texting and talking on her phone and stuff. I'm like literally 6 feet away from you, but you see me standing there looking at you, wanting to be seated. But just like, do I have to be like, hello? You know, I don't have to be rude or anything, but people who purposely ignore me like that, like, that's pretty messed up. I don't accept that. That's something that I would not tolerate. Next, people who purposely get me mad because they think it's funny. Like, no, we don't do that here. Okay, I might seem like a polite little angel, but I will slam you into the ground, okay? So, we don't do that. Okay, we don't do that. People who use me for my money. Wow. The financial abusers. Ooh. I don't give nobody my money, okay? Nobody. I don't care if they're my family member, my best friend. Sorry, you're not gonna get money from me, because in the past, I've been used. I had my money stolen without my consent. It's been a long journey, honey. Let me just tell you. So, we don't do that either. We don't do that. And the last thing that I absolutely don't tolerate is people who say they support me, but they don't support me. It's like, actions speak louder than words. If people show you who they are with their actions, then their words mean absolutely nothing. So just remember that, okay? All right, so some things that, you know, make me feel my best self. My examples are listening to music, writing song lyrics, learning a new language, going to see live music shows and stuff. And yeah, that makes me feel very comfortable in my own skin. Like, I can recharge my energy with music and just with good vibes like that. So, I'm curious to know, like, what y'all wrote for your tolerate, not tolerate, and the five things that make you feel your best self. Let me know. I am interested. All right. And we will be back after this little commercial break here. Check out the sponsored video, baby. Bye. All right. Step three. We have almost reached the end. Almost the conclusion of creating healthy boundaries in order to get self-love. So the third step, you have to be comfortable in saying no. You have to be comfortable in not being a people pleaser. Like, you're not on this world, in this world, to please people, because you're not going to be happy in the end if you're just here to please everybody else except for yourself. And that's all, period. Okay? So, with that being said, don't be scared to say no. If they get mad at you for saying no, they're the problem, not you. Walk away from that situation, regain your peace. Don't ever let them interfere with your inner peace, honey. Just because they're so mad at being told no. You know, they could be a big baby all they want. Not in your aura. Okay. And that's a period. Okay. Yes. Stop being a people pleaser. I know it's hard. I know you like making people happy. But the thing about it is happiness is within. Happiness is internal. If they're not happy with themselves, they're going to make everyone around them miserable. So every time you reject them, or they think you're rejecting them by saying no to them, they're trying to create this inner turmoil that wants to interfere with your peace. And the best thing for you to do to love yourself is to walk away from that nonsense. All right, y'all. That is where we're going to end on that subject matter. Okay, on creating boundaries. I will see y'all next time, or y'all can tune in next time on the Anchor app, and we will catch up with episode 2. I had fun with y'all. I'll see y'all next time. Bye.